generate collabora productivity and an open source developer from Turkey. I'll be speaking about lowering the barrier for new developers. Let me first tell you a little bit about myself. First, the work side. I was previously working on the core and the UI parts of LibreOffice, but lately I have been working on Collabora Online and its integrations mostly. I have been working in the Collabora team since December 2018, and I was part of the Parus project team before that. On the community side, I love mentoring TSOC projects and running workshops for university students. I'm a long-time free and open source software contributor. I primarily contribute to GNOME and LibreOffice projects. A LibreOffice certified developer, and I'm a member of TDF membership committee and also a member of GNOME Foundation. Let me tell you about the subtopics we will be going through. First, I will tell you a little bit about Collabora Online. Then the situation in the past to start hacking. Then the adventure of looking for new ways to lower the barrier for new developer candidates. Then cloud dev environments and Gitpod, which is one of them. Then we will be talking about setting up the repo, a code repository for Gitpod integration. I will show examples from Collabora Online repo and tell you how we adapted our infra and CI for faster builds in the cloud. Then I will try to show you, if time permits, how to quick start hacking Collabora Online in the cloud. Share some numbers and thoughts on results, and think about what's missing, and discuss if we can apply the same thing or something similar to LibreOffice core repo. First, Collabora Online is basically LibreOffice in the cloud. It is mainly written in C++ and JavaScript and needs LibreOffice core to run and function. So if someone wants to develop Collabora Online, work on Collabora Online, they will need to first build LibreOffice core. In the past, when a new contributor wanted to start working on the online component, they would first need to build the core, then online. For the core part, you need to install the dependencies based on your operating system, then do the actual build, which takes a lot of time. Again, depending on your hardware, it can take an hour or several hours. Also, some number of external packages are downloaded when you are building for the first time. It may take many hours, and you may encounter a number of possible issues like configuration issues, package conflicts, missing dependencies. Then after passing this part, you start building Collabora Online. You first build or install some dependencies, than do the actual build, but you need to be on Linux, GNU/Linux platform. There were many pain points of failure, like hardware requirements. I have seen some contributor candidates giving up because they had old computers and OS requirements. Not every CS student has access to Linux or has GNU/Linux on their personal computers. Time needed before the actual development is a motivation killer. And probably we have been losing many potential contributors in this phase. Then I have been starting for some ways to lower the barrier while also on the LibreOffice core side. And after moving to GitHub on the Collabora online side, I could focus more to the Collabora online side because I had the chance to get things done in a faster way, thanks to help of our infra people, team members. There are some other ways, like instead of lowering the barrier, you can try to find people who can get over the barrier, like better candidates. Spend more time to train them. I have also tried that. Like last year, we had a boot camp. We started by giving C++ lessons, some open source, some Linux, then some applied parts. Then we started the actual development. Even setting up the development environment and OS was taking a lot of time, and we were losing a lot of students in that phase. We got some nice results. We had some GSOC students coming out of that process, but it wasn't very scalable. It was hard to scale. Another way to lower the barrier is using cloud-based development environments. It can be called development environment as a service. They usually provide pre-configured development environments ready to run from anywhere, independent of operating system and hardware. They are usually container-based, and there are many alternatives to choose from, like AWS Cloud9, Azure VS Code Online, Eclipse Coding, lately GitHub Codespaces, and Gitpod, which will be we will be talking about more today. Gitpod is an open source development environment in the cloud. It is based on Docker images. It provides pre-built workspaces. It means that whenever a new commit lands on a repo, it automatically gets built and prepared for someone to start working on it. It allows parallel workspaces, which means you can, for example, start a build in one environment, then while it is building, you can do another thing on another environment in another browser tab. It supports VS Code extensions. It has integration with GitLab, GitHub, and Bitbucket. It has workspace sharing support, which can be useful for training sessions and pair programming. It provides snapshots, and it has free tier for open source projects and developers. So anyone can, any student can right away start using it without paying anything. This is how it looks like when you open a repo with Gitpod. Just a usual, similar to VS Code, a complete IDE with a Linux environment and terminal access to ports. If Gitpod can be used with any repository on GitHub or other support platforms, but if you would like to get the most out of it, like using pre-built images and some pre-configurations, you need to do some integration on the repo. So you need to first create a Gitpod YML file, then if needed, change the base image. Base image is the operating system inside the dev environment. Then you can update the README file to give information to your contributors that they can use Gitpod. And then you can configure pre-builds so that whenever a new commit lands on the master or another branch, a pre-build process will be triggered so that if a new contributor comes and clicks a button, they will not need to build from scratch, but they will just get a pre-built environment ready to run. Creating the Gitpod YML file is pretty simple. There are a lot of examples also. This is one of them. The upper part shows configuring the ports. For example, 9980 port is configured to be ignored. Then 6080 port is configured for HTTP, and 5900 port is ignored. And we also have a VS Code part here, and we enable a C++ extension for VS Code because our project uses C++. We enable that extensions to get IntelliSense, etc. And in the tasks part, we have init. It means what needs to be done before the build phase. Here we are getting out of the cloned directory. Then we get a pre-built asset from our GitHub repo. We can change base image. You can describe a Docker file and use it as base image for your environment. Here we describe gitpod.docker file. And this is the content of it. You can again take another image as base and do operations on it, like updating, installing dependencies, etc. Then you can update the README file of your repo. You can put a badge or a button so that people can click on it and start a GitPod environment containing your repo. And you can configure pre-builds. There are a number of parameters here, like if it is going to be pre-built only on master or also on other branches, if it is going to be enabled for also pull requests, checks, comments, badges, labels, etc. And in the tasks part, we have a new item, pre-built item. It determines what is going to be done on each pre-built. So as you see, we extract the assets, which is pre-built LibreOffice call. Then enter the online directory and start issuing build commands. We had to adapt our infrastructure and CI for faster builds in the cloud. We started doing a daily build of LibreOffice Core because otherwise LibreOffice Core takes a lot of time for building and sometimes it causes timeouts. Although Collabora Online is tightly integrated with LibreOffice Core, it needs it. But the needed parts affecting Collabora Online doesn't change frequently. So we thought, why are we building LibreOffice Core each time? Instead, just do a daily build and use that. So we did that. Then we saw that we only need two directories of it, include and install. So we took those two directories and zipped them, uploaded to our repo as an asset, then configured the pre-build to get that archive and use it to run build and run Collabora Online. After this, the pre-build operation got down to almost 10 minutes after each commit on master. Here is how to quick start on hacking Collabora Online in the cloud. Just you first need to sign up on gitpod.io with your GitHub account. It's pretty easy, straightforward. Then install proper extension for your browser. It is not a necessity, a requirement, but it is a convenience. Then go to Collabora Online repository, and because you installed the extension, you will see a Gitpod button in on top right of the repo. When you click it, a new browser tab will be opened and your dev environment will be prepared as pre-built. It takes usually a few minutes. Then you will get a full development environment with Collabora Online already cloned and built, ready to start developing, worked on, also ready to run for testing. For example, icon designers use it for just testing to see how icons look on the UI. Up-to-date instructions can be found on the forum. As time to time, we make some additions, adjustments, optimizations. So it is better to check there after recording of the video. And let's see how it is done. Before continuing with other slides, let me show you. First, we go to git.io, and if it is our first time, it will ask for some permissions. You will choose GitHub as login option. Then go to Collabora online repo on GitHub. I see this button because I have already installed the browser extension. If you don't have it, you will need to install it also. Just write git pod browser extension. You see, this is the Chrome one. This is the general page from git.io. You have links for Chrome and Firefox. After that, you see the button, and when you click this and wait just a few minutes, you will end up here. A cloud development environment ready to run. It has a terminal, it has full Linux environment. You can run HTOP, for example, and see the specs of the machine and load. And a nice integrated development environment to use. Okay, let's continue with the slides. Some numbers and results here. Time to start hacking has got down from several hours to almost 10 minutes after this. We have got tons of new code contributors since October 2020. No more restrictions by OS or hardware of the developer. And so, in my opinion, we are now open to an ocean of potential code contributors on GitHub, just one click away from starting to contribution. So, what are we missing? These are just a few points which came up to my mind. We are lacking direct external SSL connection to a running Collabora online in a Git pod. Currently, you have to start a Firefox instance inside Git pod and connect to it via NodeVNC. Those are already configured for Collabora Online, by the way. But you can't directly connect into the container from your computer. That's missing. It was a limitation of Git pod. I don't know about the latest situation there. And a request from a contributor came to auto start browser and NodeVNC on make run. When you issue the command make run, Collabora Online starts running to be tested. But you need to manually start Firefox on terminal and click on a button to start NodeVNC connection. It can be automated, configured to be automatically work, I think, but needs some effort. And if you have any other suggestions, or you think you can improve it by a pull request, That would be very welcome. Feel free to go to the repo and create a pull request. And what about LibreOffice core repo? So can we use the same thing to lower the barrier for new contributors also for LibreOffice core? We already have initial support on LibreOffice core repo, but unfortunately it needs an update because base image version has changed. So some commands need to be updated. Previews are a must-have. Previews need to be configured also because LibreOffice core takes a lot of time to build. And currently it times out during cloning translation submodule. So either we should try to optimize translations repo if that's possible, or if a flag on the Gitpod side is introduced to disable submodule cloning, that might also help. Or we can create a dummy repo and start creating daily builds and compressed archives of those builds and the code repo itself. And configure dummy repo to use that as pre-built parameters. I think it has the potential to let us gain some contributors we lost during the initial phase of their starting of their contributor journey. Thank you. If you have any questions, feel free to write them through chat, or if we have time, you can also ask them. Thank you for listening.